Now let's get back to our message, please. I'm just trying to draw something in there for us. So Laban said, I have divined, that is a matter of spiritual truth, that the reason why I'm prospering is because this guy is working for me. Therefore, he now told him, let's discuss exactly what you want. Whatever it is that you want, I will give it to you. Remember, I gave us an example of a friend of mine. I still remembered him again today. I was explaining something to somebody. No, it was when we were talking on radio. I used as an example. My friend was working for M&B and he was a regional sales manager. Let me just put it like this. He was working for a pharmaceutical company in Nigeria and was a regional sales manager. Then one day, because of personal issues, he said he was resigning the job and he was leaving. He wasn't really angry with the company, but you know, sometimes events in life can really make you feel one kind about some things. And then there were some riots all over the country and he was working in the north. So he was just tired of the whole situation. So he said he was resigning. So his immediate boss, he said, all right, no problem. But the big boss from South Africa, all right, like the parent company, the big boss for this area, came from South Africa and heard that that guy was resigning. And it wasn't funny as far as it was concerned. Like that is, the Nigerian bosses were out of their minds. That number one, this guy for years, consistently, when he was a low-level sales rep, he was the best. He always won the award. As a sales manager, he was the best. Are you getting my point? Every year, the guy would defeat everybody. He said, and the man wants to resign, and you guys would just tell him simply, okay, bye-bye, it is all right. When he resigns, where do you think he'll go to? He'll go home and go and open a kitchen where they sell Guguru and Ekpa what? He's likely to go and start working for your competitor. What does that tell you? He will take all his skill, everything, and transfer it to a competing company. So he ordered them to call the guy for negotiation. So when he came out of the office, said, a guy wants to see you. They said, what exactly do you want? He said, number one, post me from here and take me back to Lagos. They said, done. What else do you want? He said, I'm tired of this post. I think I'm due for promotion. I want this other post. He said, that's where the problem is. That post is not empty. It's not vacant. So except we sack somebody for you, and you don't even want us to do that. I'm adding my own words now. All right? So, this is what we're going to do. We'll give you the next available position before that one. All right? But we'll pay you the wages of that particular position you're asking for. He said, but because if we did that, the other people on your level would be unhappy. You know, when you are collecting salary, maybe you are paying them, as an example, that we are paying you, you are paying out of everybody 100,000 naira. Then when you collect your own, you collect 150. They want to know why on earth. So you know what they did? They took the 50,000 naira extra for the year and started giving him at the beginning of the year. So instead of collecting 150, which is due to him from negotiation, they'll give him 100. But 50 times 12, they give him at the beginning of the year 600,000 naira extra. So he came and told me, I said, Banky, so that is why I'm back with you here in Lagos and I'm not resigning from that company anymore. Like I told you, I was going to resign. Appoint me your way. Are you getting my point? Tell me what exactly you want me to do. You're getting the principle here. In life, you must become skilled in whatever you... Now, this don't apply only in material things like that. In everything. In everything or in life, spiritual, social things. Make sure that, come on, that your departure will be felt. You know why Dorcas got raised up from the dead? Why Peter had the faith to raise Dorcas from the dead? After Dorcas died, everybody said, see this shirt? Now Dorcas swam. See this trouser? Now Dorcas swam. That day when we wanted to do this wedding, they were about to embarrass us. Dorcas just produced this. Hi! How, alas, my master, how shall we do? Not that Dorcas is going. Peter said, I lie. Dorcas not go anywhere. Who will fill in these shoes? No, it's not possible. Can I get into the story of the fellow he prayed back from a crucial accident, all right, in which he was about to die? His lung was collapsed for days, back to life. Why? Because he said, God, I don't know where I'm going to get another man to do this job. You are getting the point I'm trying to make. It's important. Let's go on with our teaching. So he said, I have divined. It's a matter of the spiritual truth. It's a matter of divine truth. I have divined it, and then I've been blessed because of you. Now, if you see in verse 30, it now said that, let's start from 29. You yourself know how I have served you and how your cattle has fared with me, for you have had little before I came, and it has increased to a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned, but now, when shall I provide for my own household also? Now, I'll explain something about this for a moment, but let's do the next line. He said, all right, so he said, what should I pay you? He was saying, I don't want to give me anything. If you do this one thing for me, I will again pasture and keep your flock. Now, there are a number of points I want to bring out from this since I'm going, and I have to close shortly. Now, I said I wasn't going to stay for long. So let me see whether I can rush it. Yes, I just have to rush it. He said, this is what I want you to do. Let me pass through your entire flock today, removing from there every speckled and spotted sheep and every black one among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and such shall be my wages. So my honesty will answer for me later when you come concerning my wages. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the lambs, if found with me, will be considered stolen. Laban said, good. Now, if you know Laban very well, he has checked and realized that that would be a great minority. Do you understand what I'm ready to say? Laban had checked. All right? He said, good. Let it be according to your word. Now, so before I lose track, please, let me get back to the first thing. I'm about to lose track of this I'm about to say. In verse 30, he said, but now, when shall I provide for my own household also? What was Jacob saying there? Let me explain something to you here. All the years he had been working, but they know his household. Think about that. He had been working for Laban. He had been getting something like enough money to get by. He had many children. They were all feeding from the things that he was doing in Laban's house. But you know the interesting part? They did not have an inheritance. Get what I'm saying? That is, all the things he was working with, none of them belonged to him. Yes, he was earning wages, but the company was not his own. Listen, let me say this. So I don't know whether I can say this and not... Anyway, hear it and hear it well. Apply it as it will help you in life. If you are going to have a salaried job in life, once you start collecting the salary, start plotting for your exit. Listen, I don't care who you are working for. Even if it is ExxonMobil, and they are giving you half $1 million a month. You know the truth? Nobody is stupid. There's nobody paying you half $1 million a month who's not making $1 million off you a month. That's a principle. A friend of mine told me something once. He said, I didn't answer him because I didn't go there. I didn't tell him anything I was about to tell you. He was working for a bank. He said, man, now wow. Funny enough, he's still working for those banks. He's a big guy now. But God opened his eyes to something, but he didn't hold on to it for long. He said, how come every time, because doors opened, that he became one of these big banks now, all right, one of those banks that, you know, $25 billion was not a problem. They raised some money, just mopped up some of their junior banks, sucked them in, and then that's it. Now they are big banks. Now, amongst the new generation banks, they're amongst the top big ones. I don't want to mention names. They opened a new branch once in Abuja, and then he went to go and head the place, my friend. And his target monthly then was 100 million naira that was supposed to raise on a monthly basis target, all right, as a manager. All right, of course, he won't do all the things himself. They asked people working with him. He said the target was so high, this was some time ago, that he was using his personal car in Abuja instead of the official car. He was a manager. He said because he gave his official car to his salespeople to use, that meant we have to meet this target. So he was telling me that now, so doors open. He will have the avenue to talk to big people, walk up to ministers, you know, men, billionaires, men who had money and all of that. He said, he told me that. He kept on asking, he said, why is that? The statement he has in his mouth every time is, sir, what can you do for my bank? Do you get what I'm going to say here? He said, I think I'm getting tired. Now, why can't I even ask somebody one day, what can you do for me? He said, well, I felt like that it's because they are paying you, you don't have the mouth. Your mouth has been bought. You must get that point. And if you say, what can you do for me? You are stealing. You are appearing in that guy's place. It's on the passport of the company behind you. And they have paid your wages for the day. So you are supposed to, you know. But at least he understood something there. That look, yes, these guys are paying me well. I'm earning a lot of money. And I said, but I am building them. I'm not building myself. Do you follow what I say? One of the banks I love most in Nigeria, all right? Okay, I just want to mention them because I'm going to be advertising for somebody. One of the reasons why they are so strong is that the biggest shareholder there, all right, are the people who work in there. They have like a kind of an investment company that the workers own, all right? Once you work there, your money goes in there, all right? And they own, at least on paper, they own about 1/5 of the bank. And that's a very good deal. So even if you resign from there today, a major chunk And a significant chunk belongs to you. So when you are working, you're working for yourself. Are you getting the point they make here? What Jacob was saying, it wasn't like, when will I have money to buy my children's books and to pay their fees? No. He was saying, when will I have the opportunity to create an inheritance for my own offspring? Do you understand my point? And I want everybody to understand that in life. That, you see, the Bible said a good man, all right, leaves an inheritance for his children's children. To work for a wage all your life, let me say this with care, it shows that you are not blessed. You know what? One of the greatest writers that's not a preacher that I've ever read is Robert Kiyosaki. Why? Because he said everybody must learn to mind his business. Now, the mistake a lot of young people make is that as long as they leave school, I don't want to work for anybody. Nobody's saying that. Jacob worked for Laban for years. Do you understand my point? But he understood that a time must come, all right, when I will take time out to go and provide for my own household. I've been building the flock of Laban. Yes, he's been giving me food. I mean, he had enough food to feed two quarreling wives, their childbearing mates, and all the children they bore. Are you getting my point? But he understood that this inheritance is not mine. You understand the principle? No, there's a mentality in life. You know, I thought about something the other day. I was thinking about it. Very common in a lot of parts of the world, developed countries especially, that all of us want to run to. And I thought about it. A man will tell you that, look, to keep body and soul together, maybe in the UK or America or Sweden, whatever it is, you walk from this time, maybe let's assume from 7 a.m. in the morning, you leave your house at 5, get to the work at this, and then you close at this, and you go through all of that. And they tell you that society is very good. Now, get my point, the society is good. I'm not saying it is not. But for everyone who's walking like that, and there's no end in sight, all right, the person is operating under a curse. Did you hear what I said? I know what I am saying, and I mean it absolutely. That is why Robert Kiyosaki is one of my favorite non-Bible teaching authors. Because it encourages people to say, mind your own business. The idea of waking up early, going to bed late, all right, and this is Banky's theology now, and not seeing an end in sight, or not seeing, forget not seeing, but there being no end to it until retirement, it shows that you have not been blessed by God. Listen, you know what Jacob was saying? If my beginning be small, better. At least my latter end shall greatly increase. At least I am building the inheritance for myself. You are getting the point I'm not going to make here. So, you see, you work in a place where, like I said, if a man gives you ₦1 million a month, he's earning ₦2 million at least. And that means he's a very nice guy. That is a generous guy. In fact, the person's name was Mary Kay Ash. No, there are very few people do that kind of thing. I mean, give out most of the profit coming from what they are doing. Why I mentioned Mary Kay is that when I look at their profile and how they are, I say, look, the owners of the company are not getting as much as those who are doing the work for them. No, not really. That woman didn't make money from that company alone. God blessed her in many other areas. All right? I mean, by the time I look at the markup on your stuff and then the amount of people you give the money to, what your sellers retail, what you give to the people who recruited them, what you do the administrator. At the end of the day, I say, Abba, how much go remain to reach those of you inside the company? All right? Very few people are that generous. And let me just say, by the way, as a boss, if you can be generous, you will make more money than the stingy guys. That's a matter of fact. Henry Ford. You know one of the reasons that made Henry Ford? He was paying so well that everybody wanted to die for him. That is one of the prayers in people's lives, that God, may I not lose this job. And they will work hard, sweat. Like one company said, I saw the advert. It said, companies that pay peanuts hire only monkeys. If all you pay is peanuts, only monkeys will take it. You understand the principle here? So, Jacob, what I'm trying to tell you now is simple. Jacob, what he was saying is that, listen, I have to go and prepare an inheritance. And I want us all of us, I want all of us to bear that in mind. This is not about being vainglorious, all right? This is not about being how do I say it? Full of yourself or just thinking about it. No. Listen, you cannot. I feel bad for people who plan for retirement. You know, right now in Nigeria, your retirement benefit is based upon the performance of the capital market. No, you know that? Yes, now, in fact, I filled my own form last time. I work for government, they paid me a salary, so deduct from it for pensions contribution. So if one day there's a great depression in Nigeria, all of you that have contributed for 25 years towards your pension, you shall be depressed also. I've said many things. Have you understood anything? All right? Uh-huh. When the Bible says be content with your wages, it didn't say you shouldn't have great dreams. It just means don't cheat to supplement your wages. Cut your coat according to your present... cloth. Are you getting my point? If you have 2 yards, I can't make a coat, cut no coat at all. Cut a small singlet. But know that tomorrow we shall cut something bigger. You follow my point? Uh-huh. But what we didn't say that people shouldn't have great dreams and intend to be blessed on the earth. And that's what he told him. So what now happened then was that, Laban now agreed, and they now began to divide things that will now belong, you understand the point, to Jacob. And that was the next thing. Now, what I want to bring out next is the mechanism by which, now let's read verse 40, let me just read from verse 40, let me read verse 43, then we'll discuss that, the rest of it afterwards. It says, so the man became exceedingly prosperous, and had large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys. He was talking about Jacob. Let me stop there. The man became exceedingly prosperous. Now, one thing I have noticed before on this earth, that's reading through the scripture and watching many things. No, let me put it like this. One thing I have noticed studying through the scriptures, and this has been reflected in things that happen on the earth, is that there's something God said. He pulls down one and brings up another. When the Egyptians defrauded the Israelites for a long time, many, many, many years, they lived in Egypt for over 100 years, thereabouts, or close to 200 years. All right, don't forget the law of 430 years came after him, all right? So that everything included that 430 years. Now, they were there for a long time. But the period that they were in enslavement, all right, they were treated harshly. They worked for virtually no wage, all right? The day they left, the Bible said that they plundered the Egyptians. Essentially, what happened was that what their fathers worked for, do you get my point? The wages that was due them over the years was given to them in one day. Are you getting my point? Those guys, the church in the wilderness, if I may use that word, they were very rich at the expense of the Egyptians. That is, the Egyptians essentially kept things for them until that day. Now, Jacob's case, the same thing. For years, he had been serving Laban, and Laban was defrauding him. Laban was treating him harshly. When the time came, God converted things that will... Now, don't forget, he was blessed for whose sake? Laban was blessed because of who? Jacob. Therefore, look, this is how to treat somebody fairly in life. Okay? If you are being blessed because of Jacob, at least when the thing comes, give Jacob a very good share of it. Don't, it's when he's complaining that I'm going, you now realize that, I have been blessed because of you. Okay, tell me what you want. You should have done that without him threatening to go. Again, let me give another example of one of my friends. Was working with a bank, he's left now, working with one of these telecom companies. You have heard me share his testimony once or twice because he so blessed me, I took permission from him to use him to preach. This young man, last time, when he was getting married, he was a jobless man. He was working somewhere. There was a problem in the bank he was working then. So they laid off a lot of people, and he was amongst the people that was checked out, though he was innocent of the things that happened. Then along the line, he just kept on developing himself. The young woman who he was engaged to earlier decided that, well, it's your problem if you don't have a job. Me, I must have a husband. Do you understand? So they got married while he was waiting for God to open doors. But he was a hardworking man. He would be doing programs in Unilag, at the same time teaching ICANN lectures in the evening. You understand? He was a hardworking young man. And then, just trying to make some little money. But things were really rough. Then one day, I came back to Lagos and discovered he was already a manager. Now, I'm telling you, this happened in less than 2.5 years. Or maybe 2 years. Now, 2 years afterwards, he had become an AGM. Now, listen, that's how rapid his promotion was. He's not related to the MD of the bank in any form. All right? Now, what happened? Let me just tell you how God worked out his promotion. Because I've told you that some of these testimonies we give, that praise the Lord, as stupid as I was the only one that was promoted. The Lord is good. It is not him that will it or him that run it. It's God that shows mercy. It's not the only way. Listen, my friend, that is arrant nonsense you are talking. All right? Don't repeat it publicly. Is that okay? Jacob was not promoted because he was stupid. Jacob was promoted because Pharaoh said, can we find a man as wise and discreet as you are, seeing that in you dwell the spirit of the gods, that is the excellent spirit inside you, is not common. Daniel was promoted because when they tested him, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they found them 10 times better. That when they tested them in everything, they were just too good. You get the point? Uh-huh. Don't come with all this. When God talking about people not being qualified, listen to what he means. You may not be a firstborn. That's what God is saying. All right? You may not come out of school with a first class. You may not be related to the boss. You may not. Are you getting what I'm going to say? You may not have a letter from a minister behind you. But when you go in, the spirit of excellence will come out and show exactly that God dwells inside you. That's how you get promoted. It's not as if the boss just said, you, I just like you. I don't know what I just saw in you, but I just like you. Therefore, my man, we are talking billions of naira. Nobody likes anybody like that if you are going to. No, it's true. I mean, a man invested money to set up a company. You think he'll just put you as MD because he just likes you? you get the point. So my friend, I'm telling you his testimony. What happened? Why did he become so, why was he elevated so fast? Do you know, till he left the banking industry, he never crossed his mind to go to another bank. Yeah, the day I was talking to him, he felt that, yes, it's easy to rise by jumping from one bank to the other. I said, but you talking, you never jump from one bank to the other. Why? Because simply, one, he's executive director, one of the EDs in the bank, all right? One of the men who owned the place. He was working for that guy, all right? And the guy found him indispensable. So every position that opens, he pushes him into it. You are getting what I'm trying to say here? Listen, he told me that there was a day he was at home or something. His boss just phoned him and said, we have an appointment to see the vice president tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Make sure our presentation is ready. That is, it's not 24-hour notice. It's this evening. That is, first get your head down to Abuja, whichever way you are going to do it. And you know the interesting part? Till he started presenting to the Nigerian vice president, his ED didn't ask him, what have you prepared? The man just walked in. Yeah, time is, are you ready? He said, yes, sir. Time, there are time to go. He just walked in, sat down. Okay, yes, sir. We have come. Yeah, our presentation. Just to go. Yeah, start. That he didn't even check what the guy prepared. That's how much he knew the guy was capable. You get what I'm trying to say? So today is an AM. Tomorrow, 6 months later, position for manager opens in that particular area. He kicks the guy into it, my friend, before somebody comes to employ you while I'm sleeping. You're getting my point? That's how the guy did it. After that, the next thing I knew, one day I phoned him and said, oh, but I hear you're now an AGM. He said, history. That right now is a prayer point that I should be promoted next time to DGM. It wasn't because the man, you, I just like you. Oh boy, when you are dealing with hundreds of billions of naira, you don't like people like that. It's a man that produces results that you like. Do you understand my point? One day, one of my students said, sir, it appears like you don't like me. I said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. You know why I don't like you? You are stupid, you are lazy, you don't know anything. I abused him thoroughly. Afterwards, I said, now you understand that, look, I'm married, we're not chasing the same woman. You can't chase my wife. It's not a matter whether I like you, I will kill you. What is the matter of not liking you? That wouldn't be the issue then. If I find you chasing my wife, that's not a pastor of a drawn knife. And he said, what's happening? He said, it's a crime of passion. So that's not the issue. I said, the relationship between you and I is lecturer and student. And for your position here, I can't like you. Your attitude is wrong. He shaped up. So afterwards, he became my friend. He come to my office. Good morning. I said, see, now we are friends. Now you are very serious. You are learning your book. You are learning your... I said, now we are friends. He said, yes, sir. Then till they finally finished the exam and everything, I used to break rules for him. They said, okay, maybe students are not supposed to come here from this. And I said, look, tell them I said you can enter anytime. I said, you see, your attitude has made me you my friend. You are getting what I say? So in the same manner, that's what happened to my guy. He was just being promoted one step to the other until I mean, the guy rose so fast. You may say that it's because it's connected. Yes, he became connected. Are you getting my point? Joseph became connected. Daniel became connected. All these men became connected. But at the beginning, were they connected? No. It was the spirit of excellence inside them that made them connected eventually. You get what I'm saying? Man, that was my guy's testimony. When he finished sharing with me, I said, well, please, you shall be a preaching topic for me. You don't mind me using it to preach? He said, not at all. I said, fine. You understand what I'm trying to say here? No, so I'm talking about the man became exceedingly prosperous. You will find out that along the line, what God did was to convert the wages that he was being owed. All right? And that's what I'm going to talk about next time. Because you see that God gave him a word of wisdom. All right? On what to do. Because sometimes, see, I tell you, as a Christian, don't expect things to happen to you normally in life. Do you understand my point? You should expect what? Divine favor. The problem I have with a lot of Christians who shout down 2007, my year of divine favor, are that they are not doing anything for God to favor. Do you get my point? You follow what I'm going to say here? But as a Christian, you should expect divine favor. The problem is that sometimes people are not doing anything for God to favor. Maybe you hear once that Pastor Banky said he was going for an exam, and then he dreamt, and then he saw question number one. So instead of reading your book, you lie down in the room, and be wishing, my year of divine favor, you shall reveal questions to me this year in Jesus' name. You did this hear my testimony well, that I wasn't lying down praying. That was why I dreamt. Did I tell you that? I was going about like a diligent postgraduate student should be going about, doing my work. But when God saw the volume of things, all right, and realized that the race is not to the swift, he now showed favor. I remember that day when I was going for that exam, I traveled with my prof. I hitched a ride. I mean, save money any way you could those days, you know. So I prof, they go, good morning, sir. Sir, please, can we just stay at the back of the car? Yes, sir. Of course, I sat down on the road just to organize this for side. So you just have to be, you know, that one, you can't relax, you just sit straight for the whole journey. So I was reading. Now, my prof at that time was the chief examiner. Are you getting my point? So there was this particular topic. All right? In fact, the topic I told you I dreamt about. One of my chiefs came, asked me a question about it that day. I answered him the best I knew. He said, is that all? I said, chief, is there more? Then he reeled out the knowledge he had. I said, okay, I know that paper and ink revealed that one to you. Please show me the book in which you are reading this. They gave me one hyper-specialized textbook. I took the relevant pages, made copies of those pages, and started reading. Now, listen to this. That day, we were going for the exam. As I was just reading that area, I noticed that my prof was my side and was shifting a bit uneasily and trying to see what it was I was reading, not knowing that the chief examiner had set that as question number one. And I was reading it because at that point in time, I didn't take my own dream seriously. Don't think I did. You follow what I'm trying to say? But I just walked in normally. And there were three of us that came from my center, two from the center, one other guy. We sat near each other. As soon as we said, okay, you may start, and we opened the question, I remember my colleague beside me, he just turned to me and smiled. That is, your dream, O Joseph, has come to pass. Just, do you get my point? That was why God showed favor. Because I'm going to talk about it. As a Christian, you should expect what? Favor. You should expect favor. You should expect information that not everybody will have. You want to invest in the stock market, don't expect to use the same pray. No. That is, you work diligently, you will know what everybody knows, and then on top of that, you will dream one day, and you see one company that is small, you see begin to grow, become a mountain, and you will look at the thing, you will say, I dreamt a dream. What did you see in the dream? I saw one particular mount. Not a hill, not a mound, a small clay mound. And it became a hill. They say, what did you see? Say, when I looked closer, I saw a particular diagram. Like, they say, what is that? It doesn't mean anything. Then one day, you buy a newspaper, you hear that one of the small companies that's publicly quoted, they've changed their logo, and the new logo is the one you saw in the dream. You don't need Joseph to wake up from the dead to interpret that dream. You know that this small mound shall become a hill. Whatever price they are selling their shares, you understand my point? You will mop it up and know that. They say, why are you wasting your money on such a useless stock? Say, don't worry. Don't worry. You will soon beg me to sell to you from this one that I have. I'm explaining something here. You will see that the way by which the goods of Laban was converted to Jacob was not natural. Do you get the point? You understand my point? Please don't forget that Christians should, you should start. In fact, let me give you a new job. Wake up in the morning and say, today I receive favor in the name of Jesus. You know what I mean by favor? And that is when people are running 100 meters to get somewhere, God will open a door and I will just see that, we can take 10 meters and be there. Do you get my point? Yeah, it doesn't mean we'll sit down and won't go anywhere. But God will say, why run around? See, take this shortcut and you are there in 10 minutes. Do you get my point? But interesting enough, God doesn't show such doors to those who are not getting up at all. No, are you getting my point? God opens such doors for the men who are ready to run the 100 meters. You are ready to, you have rehearsed for the 100 meters. You are ready to go the 100 meters. But as you are starting to say, Lord, I have favor in that. And God say, wait, take this side. So when you go, people go around, they say, you have already reached here. But you know what Christians want? They want to stay at home. Yeah, God will just come and drag us from our chair. And drag us through the door. You get what I'm trying to say? It was in that trade that Jacob was doing that God showed him favor. So let me stop there. Let me stop there, all right? The Lord is good? I said the Lord is good. If you have been blessed, say amen.